Hi, boys and girls, and everyone else who happens to be listening. I'm Uncle Charlie, and this is Children's Bible Hour Storytime. And I don't know about you, but I like to listen to stories. In fact, when a message is preached in church and a pastor includes a good story or two, it really helps us to remember the message, doesn't it? Well, we take our entire message and put it into one big story, and we hope you enjoy it, but that you also get a good lesson from it. Hey, boys and girls, hold your hands up right now. You got them up? What's in your hand? Nothing, you say? Well, that's the name of our story, written by Harry Trover, entitled The Empty Hand.
Are you reading me a story before I go to bed, Mommy? I want a story from this book.
Oh, you do, do you? Well, all right. But I think you may find the stories in this book a little hard for you to understand. Are you sure you don't want a different book?
I want this book. Please, Mommy?
Yeah, read one of those. I'll listen, too.
All right. Make yourselves comfortable. Here you go, Joey. Up on my lap so you can see the pictures. Okay, everybody all set?
I am. Me, too.
This story is called The Empty Hand. Many, many years ago, in a tiny kingdom by the shores of the blue Mediterranean Sea, there lived a good king named Frederick. He was proud of his prosperous little kingdom. When he became ill, he was troubled, however, for he realized he had an important decision to make. He decided to discuss it with the prime minister, who had helped run the kingdom since the king had fallen ill.
Your Majesty is not looking well this morning. Did you not rest well through the night?
Not a bit of sleep, my friend. I am not well. I feel that I will not be long with you.
Don't say that, Your Majesty. Since you have no children of your own to wear the royal crown, who would rule our land if you should not get well?
I've been thinking about that, and I must prepare for that time. There's only one thing to do. I must adopt a child.
Adopt? But whom? How would you know whom to choose? How would you know who would best serve the country?
I've been thinking about that, and here's my plan. Send the crier through the land with this message. The next ruler of this country will be chosen from among the children of the land. The one the king chooses will be adopted and given the royal name. That child will rule the kingdom when the king is gone. Now I have a plan which will help me decide who that child will be. Tomorrow at noon, I will appear on the balcony of the palace and explain my plan.
As instructed, the crier took the message throughout the land. The following day, great crowds of people gathered below the palace balcony to hear what the king had to say.
To the people of the kingdom, hear ye! Our good and gracious king, His Majesty, King Frederick!
Greetings to you, my dear fellow countrymen. Oh, your presence here tells me that you are concerned about who shall be chosen as my adopted child, the one who shall become the next ruler of this land. I, too, am concerned. I have decided that it may be any one of your children. Both boys and girls will be considered. All are welcome to take the test. Listen, this is the test. Win it, and you win the throne. The child who wishes to be my adopted son or daughter must bring me his most precious possession. It must be a gift that is worthy to be given to your king and to God. The one whose gift I accept will become my successor.
Your Majesty, already this morning there are hundreds of children waiting with their gifts.
Bring them in, one at a time.
This is now the third day, Your Majesty. You have seen hundreds of children, and you are growing very tired. Let me send them away and tell them to come back in a few days.
No, the time is growing short. The decision must be made, and as yet no child has brought me the right gift. I will see more today.
Forgive me for doubting or speaking out of turn, Your Majesty, but no one knows what you want. The most valuable gifts in the country have been laid at your feet.
And all of their owners have carried them away again. I will know the right gift when I see it. Now, send in another child.
Yes, Your Majesty.
Good day, child. Tell me, do you think you would make a good king?
Indeed I do, sir. I am the strongest boy in our village. I could rule the people well.
We need a strong ruler, it is true. What is your gift, lad?
My father is very rich. He owns much land. I bring you this.
Piece of paper. What is it?
It is a deed to much property. I offer my king this present, many acres of the richest soil in the kingdom.
Very generous. Very generous, but no, I'm sorry. Your gift is not worthy.
But Your Majesty...
Bring in another child. Ah, my lad. And what is your gift?
I bring a gift of power, my king. My father is a powerful man. He not only owns much land, but has many servants. Every man who works for my father will be forced to serve the king. My father says that his power, combined with yours, can never be defeated. So I offer my king the sword of power.
Power. No, my lad. No, your gift is not worthy. Bring to me but one more child. One more, and I must rest. Oh, a young girl. Why do you walk so slowly, looking about with such wonder in your eyes? Are you afraid, my child?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Oh, this hearing must be short, for I am weary. What is your gift, your most precious possession?
I have nothing that is...
Did you not hear the rules of the test? Why do you come empty-handed? Why do you come at all?
Forgive me, my king. I did not want to come. Really, I didn't.
You didn't want to come? Then why are you here, may I ask?
Your Majesty, I heard you speak from the balcony. I went home that day wanting more than anything to be a queen. But I knew that could never be. I am very poor and have nothing to bring that is worthy. In the night, I lay in my bed dreaming. I dreamed that I came and knelt here at your feet, like this. Then I offered you my most precious possession. You accepted it, and I was the queen. Then I woke up.
Well, in your dream, what was the possession that I accepted? Tell me, child.
Well, when I looked, my hand was empty. And when I looked at your hand, yours was empty, too.
This does not make sense.
I know, Your Majesty. It did not make sense to me, either. But then, although I had nothing to give except my love and service, I just seemed to know I had to come. And so I now lay at the feet of my king, a heart of love and devotion, and a life of service.
Rise to your feet, my child. A heart of love and devotion, and a life of service, are the only things that can properly rule a home or a nation. You will be the queen,
my daughter. For your gift alone is worthy. And that's your story for tonight.
Oh, I like that story, Mom.
Me too.
Well, good. I'm glad you liked it. And I hope you'll always remember that property and possessions and power are not the most important things you have. Joey, do you remember what the king said was most important?
I forgot.
I remember. It was love and service that he wanted.
That's right. And do you know something? That's what God wants, too. Deuteronomy 10:12 says, "What does the Lord your God require of you but to fear or honor the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." Your love and service are the most precious things you can offer the Lord. He'll be pleased to accept them. Now, son, put this book away, and then it's off to bed you go.
Take all of me.
It's one of my favorite stories, The Empty Hand, and it's a story I often do on the road by myself when I go to schools or churches and have my presentation with my wooden friend Wally, my bag of tricks that teach. I did this story just the other day for a Christian school assembly in Imlay City, Michigan. We had a room full of kids, grades K through 8, and this story has a good lesson for younger and older kids. Our love and our service are the most precious things we can offer the Lord. He'll be pleased to accept them. Hey, don't forget to check us out on the World Wide Web, www.cbhministries.org. By the way, you can go on the World Wide Web and sign up for Keys for Kids if you'd like. Let me mention that it's free for those living in the United States. For those outside the U.S., we ask $2 per book to cover the extra cost of postage. So sign up on the internet, www.cbhministries.org. You can also listen to stories like The Empty Hand right there at cbhministries.org. Check us out soon. Goodbye now. Thanks for listening.